Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A mix of clouds and sun today with a high of 57. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. 38 tonight, cloudy skies expected with fog. Slight chance for showers. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 54, overcast. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the elections officially wrapped up across the state of Kansas, different county election offices says they are doing the recaps of counting up some of the final mail-in ballots that came into their counties and reviewing the process of how the elections went in each individual county.
Been pretty consistently busy here. Spent most of the day out talking to election workers, making sure they got set up. Had a few little minor things in the morning, just, you know, early morning jitters for our election workers, but busy all day, went pretty well.
That audio from KSNT News, that came from Shawnee County's election office, where they say that overall they're expecting the total voter turnout in the county to be roughly 70%, which is on cue for about what we've seen from other counties around the state as well.
A little lower than maybe I'd anticipated. I think our ending number was about 67%. We may hit 70% by the time, all the provisionals are counted and everything's tallied up. So I think we'll get close to 70%.
Mid-America Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Public school districts around the state of Kansas ended up holding their own mock elections this week as we wrapped up the presidential and big races around the nation and here in the state of Kansas, as the Wichita Public School District said they participated in their election day mock-up for all students kindergarten through 12th grade, with many of the civics and social studies teachers talking about the importance of getting students engaged in learning about the issues and making their voice heard.
A big part of our social studies education is civic engagement, and we just want to teach them how important it is to vote and that it's not difficult to vote. We want them to have this feeling this is like practice, so that when they become adults, this is something that they do all the time.
In the mock-up election from the students from the Wichita Public School District, Kamala Harris won in the district-wide vote for the students with 54% of the vote, Donald Trump coming in at 36%, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. at 6%, and Chase Oliver, the Libertarian candidate, coming in with 3.2% of the vote.
Duzin Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzin Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the election officially over, we can sit down and take a look at some of the numbers that were done across the state of Nebraska, with some saying that we did surpass 2022 levels for races at the state legislative level, with dollar amounts surpassing more than $7.4 million in total across the state. According to the Nebraska Examiner, that every legislative race in the state ended up surpassing the six figures in spending ahead of Tuesday's election, with overall legislative candidates raising more than $9.2 million and spending $7.4 million as of the October 21st campaign finance reporting deadline. Overall, 22 out of the 25 races across the state exceeded that six figures by October 21st, and all but one race had exceeded six figures in fundraising in total. The biggest rematch in the state included State Senator Ray Aguilar and former State Senator Dan Quick, both of Grand Island area, that exceeded $600,000 in spending total, more than any race that had seen in 2022.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A canvass of ballots by Marshall County commissioners planned at their November 14th meeting will determine final outcome of general election races from Tuesday, including the half-cent sales tax extension for CMH in Marysville, which at present trails by just 8 votes out of 4,462. Mail-in ballots postmarked on or before Election Day, which are received by November 9th, will be considered, along with 164 provisional ballots, which were set aside by officials Election Day. The sales tax was defeated 2,325 to 2,317 from ballots counted Tuesday, again with mail-in and provisional ballots that will be among final counts to be determined. A write-in bid for incumbent Washington County Commissioner David Wilbrandt falls short. Arthur Schottel winning both the August primary and the general election Tuesday with 74% of votes, 604 to 214. Nemahal County voters Tuesday resoundingly approved an extension of a half-cent countywide sales tax toward Nemahal Valley and Sabetha Community Hospitals, with 70% voting yes on that measure. For 2nd District Nemahal County Commissioner Jason P. Cook defeats Angela Dieters-Harkins with 66% of ballots cast. In Gage County, Rex Adams won over incumbent Don Schuler for 6th District Board Supervisor in a close race with 53% of votes, 724 to 708. Henrik Klibon seats Dave Swavely, taking 69% of ballots. Turnout over 75%, nearly half voted early. For Wymore City Council, Ward 2, Susan Snapp defeats Jeffrey Spear, 207 to 105. And for Liberty Village Board, Gloria Thompson's elected with 21 votes, while a coin toss will determine the second position, with an Election Day tie of 14 votes each for Susan Talent and Roger Ty. President Trump carried 73% of Marshall County, in Washington County 84%, Nemahal County 83%, and in Gage County 69% for U.S. President. City of Beatrice will hold an open house Thursday to outline efforts to remediate brownfield contamination leading to demolition of the former Dempster plant in South Beatrice. The facility's been closed several years after ownership changes. Cleanup timeline and safety measures will all be covered. Public can come and go 4 until 6 p.m. Thursday at the Beatrice Public Library. Blue Rapids will host Soup Day and Veterans Parade this Saturday with a soup dinner open to the public, free for veterans, serving 11:30 until 1 at the Blue Rapids Community Center, and a veterans parade at 1 o'clock on the square Saturday. Seneca Chamber in downtown Impact will host a hometown murder mystery event this Saturday evening. For information, phone 785-336-1313. Lutheran Church's Missouri Synod will host the Zone 7 convocation this weekend with a meet and greet Saturday evening with a guest preacher, the Reverend Dr. Michael Ziegler of the Lutheran Hour. Free will donation meal planned at Gilliam's Barn at Greenleaf Saturday evening at 6. For a meal count, please contact Terry Oldie at 785-747-6554. Also, the public welcome to join the Sunday joint service at the Washington County High School with a 9 a.m. Bible study and 10:30 service. Extension offices in Kansas, including Marshall County, can help with Medicare enrollment and address questions for senior citizens. Elaine Wessel joins Marshall County Extension this fall and encourages those seeking advice or information to contact the office.
now is a good time for Marshall County folks that are on Medicare to call us at the extension office and make an appointment to relook at their Part D insurance program. Part D is really going to change a lot in 2025. And, you know, I think if they stay with their current plan, they may find that the prices are really going to go up, or that the drugs that they're on may not be covered as well. And that's why I really want to encourage them to come in and let us relook every year to see what the best plan is for them.
Joan D. Payshaw, age 94, of Hanover, passed away. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday begins at 4:30 at the church, with a rosary to follow at 7. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Joan Payshaw.
Dennis D. Denny Day, age 75, of Beatrice, passed away November 3rd. The celebration of life service is planned Friday, 10:30, at the Laughlinova Funeral Home in Wymore, interment in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlinova Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Denny Day. Nancy J. Zuniga of Centralia, age 67, passed away October 31st. Funeral service is planned Friday, 11:30, at the Centralia Community Church West in Centralia, interment in the Centralia Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 8 until 5:30, with family visitation Thursday, 5:30 until 7 p.m. at the Popkiss Memorial Chapel in Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Nancy Zuniga. Barbara A. Evan, age 87, of Blue Rapids, passed away October 27th. Funeral service Saturday, November 9th, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery at Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday, 5 until 9. Family receive friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley's in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Barb Ubbin. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Sloppy Joe, baked beans, coleslaw, strawberries and bananas. Tomorrow, chicken pot pie casserole, a muffin, Normandy blend, and cranberry sauce. Key NDY News, time is 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the lower to mid-50s. A slight chance for some rain showers overnight tonight, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout the day on Friday, cloudy with our highs in the upper 40s and mid-50s. And rain showers become likely into Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-40s. Rain showers still continue into Saturday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to mid-50s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Staying sunny as we head into Sunday, a bit warmer with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. More sunshine throughout Monday with our highs in the lower to mid-60s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Still staying sunny as we head into Tuesday with our highs in the lower to mid-60s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s, and more rain showers possible throughout Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early November, 59, record high on this date, 85, the average low, 35, and the record low, 11 degrees. Sunset this evening, 5:21, sunrise in the morning at 7:01. It's 40 with some fog this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 7th of November. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Bulldogs, get ready for a celebration like no other. The Bulldog Black and Red Social is happening Friday, November 29th. Join your fellow alumni for a night filled with music, delicious meal, and a whole lot of Bulldog pride. Whether you're reconnecting with classmates or enjoying a night out, this event is for you. Tickets are just $25 or $20 if you're 55 or older. Don't wait. Sales end November 22nd. Head to our Facebook page for ticket information and secure your spot today. Let's show our Bulldog pride together.
And then there was one. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. NBA started last night with two remaining unbeaten teams, but the Thunder losing in Denver by two to the Nuggets in a game they led by as much as 16. Nikola Jokic with another triple-double in the win for the Nuggets. Oklahoma City loses, leaves the Cavaliers as the only unbeaten team. Cleveland beating the Pelicans in New Orleans by nine. Cavs are now 9-0.
They just check every box in what you want offensively, and they compete hard defensively every night. Clearly, they've connected with Kenny Atkinson. They've got a great start going. I think it's more than that. I think this team is going to be very relevant in the mix near the top of the East the entire season.
ESPN analyst Tim Legler, Cavaliers 9-0 while scoring at least 110 points in each of those games. Paul George returns to L.A. to face the Clippers, but the Sixers lose by a dozen. Lakers drop their game to Memphis. Lakers have lost 4 of 5 after starting the season 3-0. Warriors, a 6-point win in Boston. They outscore the Celtics 25-9 in clutch time. Suns top the Heat. They move to 7-1, tied for the best start in franchise history. Rockets lead wire to wire. They beat the Spurs by 27. Mavs, a 20-point win over the Bulls. Carl Anthony Towns scores 34. And it's a 6th consecutive game with a double-double, but the Knicks lose to the Hawks by 5. College hoops, number 3, UConn raises its championship banner and beats Sacred Heart. Arkansas gets a win in John Calipari's coaching debut with the team. On the ice, Capitals edge the Predators 3-2. Game-winning goal scored by Alex Ovechkin in the third period. NFL Week 10 getting underway with the Ravens and Bengals tonight. Christian McCaffrey practices with the Niners, could make his season debut this week. For the Cowboys, Dak Prescott's hamstring may be even more problematic than initially thought. Part of the tendon reportedly pulling away from the bone.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Killer Odell, Laney Griffins advanced to the state volleyball tournament. First round action Thursday at 1 o'clock. Griffins are the number 8 seed and will face top seed Southwest in first round action Thursday.
Buying a house? Do things seem scary? Don't panic. You have a champion behind you. Marshall County Abstracted Title Company at 1110 Broadway Street in Marysville is here to fight for your property rights. When you are ready to purchase real estate, you just can't have anyone better on your side than Marshall County Abstract and Title Company. If you need help with any and all aspects of your real estate transactions, stop by our office any weekday from 8:30 to 5 and get the advice you need, or call 562-3071. Relax, we are here to help.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. With the presidential election settled in hours instead of weeks, investors drove the markets to all-time highs Wednesday. The Dow Jones soared 1,500 points to close at 43,730. The S&P leapt 2.5%, the NASDAQ nearly 3%. When Federal Reserve managers wrap up their two-day meeting today, they're expected to issue another interest rate cut, a 0.25-point reduction compared to September's half point. The Fed's current benchmark rate is between 4.75% and 5%. Thousands who bet on the outcome of the presidential election are looking forward to a potential collective payout of about $450 million. This was the first election in which so-called prediction markets online were legal in the U.S. And peppermint mocha is back. The popular seasonal beverage hit Starbucks' 2024 holiday menu today. The coffee chain's seasonal cups also are making their return. This year's theme, Merrier Together. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Bannister can help you get to a better state. He'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From calls to coverage, see John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today, and get to a better state.
Good Thursday morning. Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we inch closer to the opening bell here on this Thursday day of trade, let's first and foremost get you a quick recap on how things finished up yesterday. In the grains, it was kind of a choppy two-sided day of trade. Really just mixed figures all throughout, but in the livestock, it was fairly positive as we saw both live and feeder cattle higher. December live cattle up 62 to 185.40. February up 77 to 186.72. In the feeders, November feeder cattle up 155 to 247.70. January up 167 to 244.02. And the hogs were higher. December up a dollar at 82.12. February up 65 cents at 85.15 per hundredweight. Into the grains and oilseeds. Again, the wheat market was somewhat higher in areas, but generally lower. Corn market was the one that led the way. And soybeans were somewhat mixed yesterday as well. But looking at this morning's overnight pre-trade session, December Kansas City wheat is up 1 3/4 to 575 3/4. March up 2 1/4 to 580. Oats is down 1.5 at 390 1/4. Into the row crops, we see corn for December up 1.5 at 427 3/4. March up 1.5 at 440 1/2 cents. Higher for the beans as well. November soybeans up 4.5 at 999. January up 8.5 at 1012 1/4 cents. The meal is up 270 at 301.10. However, soy oil is down 2 points at 46.32. Cotton this morning is recovering a little decently as we see December cotton up 96 at 70.65. Into the energy markets now this morning. We see crude oil up 71 at 70.98. The unleaded gas is up, down a penny at 201 a gallon. Heating oil down one at 225. Natural gas is actually unchanged at 274. Gold took a huge plummet yesterday and trending down again today. December gold down 220 to 26.74.10. Silver down 8 at 31.24 per ounce. And the dollar index down 28 at 104.705.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Machinery, land, and operating loans are all affected by interest rates set by the U.S. Federal Reserve's funds rate, which are currently higher than Kansas's 30-year average, says Brady Brewer, K-State Associate Professor in Agricultural Economics. He shares the current interest rates in agriculture.
Our 30-year average is right at about 6.17%. In the middle of 2024, operating notes were at 8.09%, farm machinery interest rates were at 8.21%, and kind of the average for all agricultural loans was around 8.29%. So we're about 2 percentage points higher than kind of the long-run average. So we're a little bit elevated. If we're looking at just interest rates here in the Kansas City Federal Reserve District, we're actually a little bit higher than the national average. The historical average going back to the early 1990s is right around 7.3, but the operating notes are right around 8.8, farm machinery is at 8.4, and the average for all farm loans is right around 8.04%.
He discusses an economic benchmark used to forecast the future trends in interest rates.
One of the main things we look at when we think about where interest rates are going is, especially in agriculture with the farm credit system not being able to take checkable deposits, they have to go to the bond market to get their cost of funds. So when you look at kind of bond yields, and here I'm looking at the BAA bond, which is a good quality, not very risky bond yield, it's actually currently below the interest rate for all farm loans. So that's a good sign because that means that the cost of funds for in agriculture probably hasn't increased as much as maybe the general economy has, and could be a sign that we could see some easing in the interest rates for agriculture here in the near future.
Brewer outlines another predictor economists are using to estimate later interest rates in 2024.
One of the things I like to look at when thinking about where interest rates are going is looking at where interest rates are relative to some other benchmark, which in this case, I'm going to use a 10-year treasury yield. And traditionally, the average interest rate in agriculture is right at about 2 percentage points higher than this 10-year treasury. And this forecast has the 10-year treasury yield declining about 1 percentage point. So think about where we are from that average. So we're at about 8-7%, depending on what type of agricultural loan you're thinking about. Through the end of 2024, beginning of 2025, they have this 10-year treasury going down about another percentage point.
That was Brady Brewer, K-State Associate Professor in Agricultural Economics, with information on the present agricultural credit market. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Today, a dairy influence sale. Lightweight calves sell at 11, breads, cow-calf pairs, and bottle calves at 11:30 with stocker feeders at noon. With this dairy influence sale, they have a 145 head of Holstein steers, weight ranges 500 to 1,000 pounds. Early consignments include 2 red 5-year-old cow-calf pairs, 5 red and black running-age springbred cows, 4 black 3-to-6-year-old cow-calf pairs, Charlie calves 2 to 4 weeks old, 30 red Angus steers nevers weighing 3 to 500 pounds, 15 weighing in at 4 to 5, 25 black heifers 4 to 5 and a half, 30 black steers and heifers weigh 4 to 6, 15 red steers and heifers 4 to 6, 20 black and red steers and heifers 4 and a half to 650, 28 black steers and heifers weigh 475 to 6, 30 weighing 5 to 6, 18 red and white faced steers and heifers 5 to 650, 28 crossbred steers and heifers weighing 5 to 7, 24 mostly black steers 5 and a half to 6, 25 black steers, 6 to 7, 10 black bulls, 6 to 8, 10 black steers, 6 to 675, 14 red Angus heifers weigh 7 to 9, 12 black steers at 800 pounds, 5 weighing 9 to 950 with 8, 900 to 950 pounds. Those early consignments for the sale today, a dairy influence sale at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. It's 7:30 from KNDY, now 42, with some fog around the region this morning. Highs around 60 on tap again for today.
There is an epidemic in America of eye strain and fatigue. Can you guess why? We have a closer look today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
In August of last year, Kansan Audra Clark was involved in a motor vehicle accident. While she only suffered some bumps and bruises, scan results indicated she had 2 masses on her brain. She is the single mother of 4 beautiful children, and her quest continues to become a registered nurse. We ask for your prayers for Audra, and if you would, please donate to assist her in this medical fight. Visit Audra Support Squad on Facebook. That is Audra Support Squad. Again, Audra Support Squad. This message of support is organized by Justin Clark and Lindsay Meyer. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, November 7th, the 312th day of the year. Folk singer Joni Mitchell has a birthday, and Pillsbury introduced their Doughboy mascot on this day in 1965. There's no direct evidence that computer screens cause permanent eye damage, but eye care specialists say there is an epidemic of dry eye and eye strain cases, and they are undoubtedly related to too much screen time. Here's a few ways to ease eye strain. We blink less when reading from a screen, so make a conscious effort to blink more often. Set a timer to give your eyes a break. For every 20-minute screen time, spend a minute looking out a window. And hold your device away from your face. 18 to 24 inches is the recommended distance. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more and get the advice of the day, visit almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It is week number 2 of high school playoff football across the state of Kansas, and some of the teams may be moving up their games to a Thursday night kickoff as opposed to a Friday night due to inclement weather around the state as things continue to get wet and even snowy in certain portions of the state of Kansas. But looking at week number two playoffs, with some of the big matchups around the state, included some of the 6A teams at Junction City taking on Derby, Lawrence Free State against Blue Valley Northwest, Mays and Manhattan, Olathe on the road with Shawnee Mission Northwest, Olathe Northwest at Blue Valley West, Shawnee Mission East and Gardner Edgerton, Wichita East on the road to Dodge City, and Wichita South at Wichita Northwest. In the 5A division for week number two of playoffs, Hayes is on the road with Great Bend, Leavenworth at Blue Valley North, Liberal and Hutchinson, Mays South and Goddard Eisenhower, Pittsburgh and St. Thomas Aquinas, Spring Hill and Mill Valley, and Valley Center with Topeka Seaman. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
TVL All-League Volleyball selections announced, and first team includes Centralia seniors Owen Dieters and Tatum Kramer, Clifton Clyde juniors Kalen Baker, Sevi Wirtz, and senior Lillian Steinbrock, Donova West senior Katie Johnson, Hanover senior Hannah Juneman, and sophomore Drew Bruna, Lynn sophomore Gretchen Bott, Valley Heights juniors Ava Smith and Mia Vermitten, and Washington County senior Jesse Hoover. Second team selections include Axtell's Caitlin Detweiler and Kylie Smith, Blue Valley's Lydia Dummler, from Centralia Hayden Kramer and Josie Haverkamp, Donova West Andy Foster, Hanover's Katie Holly and Hallie Shale, Lynn's Marcella Herta, Onega's Annie Force, Valley Heights Ann Turber, and Washington County's Addison Gakel. Again, those all TVL Volleyball League selections. Diller Odell, Laney Griffins advanced to the state volleyball tournament. First round action Thursday at 1 o'clock. Griffins are the number 8 seed and will face top seed Southwest in first round action Thursday. Replays of our sports broadcast are available on our website at KNDYRadio.com. Under the sports tab, look for archives of all of our fall broadcasts of high school football, including postseason action of our state volleyball coverage. You can download, you can share, find these again on our website at KNDYRadio.com under the sports tab. Thanks to our sponsors for our live broadcast coverage and the KNDY archives.
KNDY.